Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Stadium to Boardroom. Listen in as top athletes tell their stories on how they developed into successful entrepreneurs and business leaders. They reveal their own aha moment of transformation from the stadium to the boardroom.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese.
I'm Winnie Green.
And welcome to Stadium to Boardroom, a different type of radio show. Len, tell what the show is.
Well, from all the years that we've been watching entrepreneurs and working with entrepreneurs, there's some characteristics that seem to be the same as those who are in sports. So what we're trying to do is get into some in-depth questions and answers with successful, not only athletes, but successful entrepreneurs to find out what that connection is.
And so we're here today with Robert John Valentine, but no one knows who that is, but everyone knows him as Bobby Valentine. Everyone knows him as Bobby V. So welcome aboard, Bobby. How are you?
Okay, Robert. Thank you. Good to be with you guys.
Great to have you on the show. And so Bobby V, as everyone knows, is iconic, arguably the best athlete in the history of Connecticut. He is the guy who took the Mets to the World Series, and we almost beat the Yankees. And then he also has in Stamford Bobby V's, which is the quintessential sports bar, I would say, in America. And my son James and his girlfriend Caitlin probably moved to Stamford just because of Bobby V's. So here's the first thing. Are there secrets in sports and in business success that are the same? Because very few people have had success in both.
You know, leadership has to have vision. You have to have disciples who are spreading the word. You have to create a belief system within the group that's working with you and for you. And, all those things, I think, are true in both sports and in industry.
Is it different, those attributes, from being a star athlete as you were, and then, but you're also a star manager? Is there different characteristics that you need in both of those different things to be successful?
Yeah, of course. You know, when you're the athlete, you're just thinking about yourself, and you're making sure that you can be the best version of you as possible, and you're taking from others to be as good as you could possibly be. When you become a leader and a manager and a coach, you are then not taking from anyone. You're giving to everyone, and you're trying to make sure that the ingredients that you're adding to that particular player or an employee is helping them get to the level that they want to be at.
And when you want to get people to another level, you have something, a secret sauce, which is being a celebrity. So when you started the restaurant business of Bobby V's, how do you use your celebrityism to help grow it, but how do you also, like you're saying, build other people?
Well, you know, I worked side by side with people. I had a restaurant business for 38 years, seven different locations at one time, and, I cooked and I cleaned the bathroom and, I did the books and I did the bartending and I did the waiting and I did the cleaning. Then I also let people understand what I expected of them, that if I was going to give a full day's effort, that when they were working with me or even when I wasn't there, that I expected them to give a full day's effort.
Bobby, okay. The other element that to me was fascinating when I read your story was it wasn't all uphill, okay? There were plenty of injuries along the way. What mindset do you have to be successful to not say, hey, that's a bad break and it's not my fault? But you didn't. You just turned around and kept on coming back. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, as a player, you know, injuries are part of the game, and you have to understand when you're not 100% that you try to get to 100% physically and mentally. But, you know, in real life, I've been at the brink of bankruptcy. I've been at a state where I didn't know what I was going to do next. When I went to Japan to become the first ever non-Japanese manager in the professional leagues in Japan, and then went on to win a championship, it was a whole different world that I had to learn and understand and assimilate to. So when you're down, you learn how to get up. And when it's different, you learn how to survive by understanding differences and making sure that what you're communicating, whether it's in your native language or in another language, is being received at the other end. And I think communication is the quintessential part of good leadership.
I want to take a balance sheet snapshot of that very of the statement that you made, because it's fascinating. Yeah, I know it was like May 17th, 1973. You were the fastest guy stealing bases, and all of a sudden you're going good for you to catch a home run and have this injury. Now this injury, it never healed right. They didn't do it the right way. And you're never able to run at the level that you were before. So you were talking about, you know, facing adversity, like Len asked you, what goes through your mindset at the moment that happens? And what makes you able to bounce up quicker? What's actually going on in the inside when you go through something horrendous like that? And we know Aaron Rodgers did that, but hey, he's already going into the Hall of Fame. You are en route to the Hall of Fame, not yet.
Well, you know, Robert, in 1970, I got beamed the last day of the season.
That too, yeah.
And so my face was crushed and my cheekbone was pushed down 3.5 inches. And then before I played my next game, I also did a stupid thing and got played flag football in college and got clipped and had a total knee reconstruction. And so that was like in 70, and then I had to try to come back from those injuries, and I did. It took a couple years to regain my form, my speed, my confidence, my balance, all those good things that are needed to play sport. And then I broke my leg again, and I believed when I broke my leg in 73 that I'll come back as good as I once was. All I had to do is put in the hard work, and the hard work wasn't enough. My leg was crooked. And so then I had to come face to face with reality and understand that I wasn't going to be that player, that it was going to be another player. And that player was going to be at the end of the bench, at the 25th man instead of the first or second man. And that took an adjustment. But during all of those times, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe. Because you don't know the end. You just like a baseball game, when it starts, you don't know what it's going to be, the score at the end. So you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your teammates. You have to believe in the philosophy that you're taking into that game. Individually, when you're coming back from an injury or coming back from depression or divorce or bankruptcy or whatever it might be, that you have to have that self-belief that at the end, it's going to work out fine.
So let's say, following up on that, you're sitting down with an athlete, they're retiring, and they say, you know, Bobby, I want to go into business. I don't know whatever business, but I want to go into something. What is the exact advice you give them? Because so many athletes have tried and failed, and you have, yes, you failed at different things, but you keep coming back. You keep succeeding. What's the advice you're giving to that athlete who wants to change careers now?
Well, to find out something they're good at and then figure out how to enjoy doing
it. Is it something they're good at or something they love doing? Which one?
I think that's all backward, that love doing. I think what you do is you figure out the things that you're good at, and then you learn to love them. If you're just chasing your dream to think, oh, I'd love to be an astronaut, but you're afraid of heights. Oh, I'd love to be a baseball player, but you can't hit a curveball. That doesn't work. You first figure out what you're good at, and then you learn to love it.
But okay, Bobby, I've talked to so many people who have opened a restaurant, but you didn't just open up a restaurant. You open up a number of restaurants. What drives you? Is it the same drive that drives you to win championships and be the best baseball player?
It's a similar drive. Yeah, it's that idea of getting up in the morning and doing something special. You know, getting a game-winning hit is like, you know, having a restaurant full of people at the end of the day, or the academy having, you know, teams waiting in line to use your facility, or whatever it is that when you wake up, you're trying to have a great day. And I don't think that it's so much different. You know, that restaurant thing that I did for, you know, a good part of my life, half of my life, I did it with passion and commitment.
This is Robert Reese and Len Green on the CEO Show. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Bobby Valentine, you are going to hear things about Bobby V you may have never heard of, and you'll even learn about how do you manage a superstar. Back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the Stadium to Boardroom Show here with
Glenn Green.
And we are speaking with the one and only Bobby V, and we've spoken a lot about what he's done. I'm going to tell you some things he's done you probably are not aware. Now, he is a ballroom dancing superstar where he actually kicked off the 1964 World Series.
World's Fair.
World's Fair. Yeah, what was that like?
It was great competition. It was great learning experience as a young teenager. You know, I danced with the same partner for over 3 years. We had that practice and that commitment down where we were doing it four nights a week. We understood each other. I learned about teamwork and balance and competition. You know, you wear a tuxedo and have your partner wear a big evening or a flowing dance dress, and you're at the Waldorf Astoria or the Fountain Blue Hotel, and judges are walking around with pens and pencils and making sure you're doing the step correctly and doing it better than the person next to you. It was great competition, and I learned a lot from it.
And, Bob, let's go back to just one thing you said before, just so that the listeners can focus in on it, because I think it's, of all the things you've said so far, you've glossed over this one. And from my experience, this is probably the most key for success. And that is, when you're a leader, the followers are watching you. And if they see you doing what they could be doing and they are doing, and you're there earlier than they are, or maybe later than they are, and you're doing the manual things, that sets an example. It really does, as far as teamwork is concerned. You can't just preach teamwork. You got to be in there and do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. But you're obviously not doing everything that all your employees or all your followers are doing. It's they have a skill set that's probably different than yours, and that's why they're on your team to make the team. But what you need to do is understand what they're doing and appreciate what they're doing when they do a good job. You also have to understand what they're doing so you recognize what needs to be changed if the job isn't being done properly. And, you know, that's what I think leaders can do, that they understand the job that needs to get done and they appreciate it and also understand it when it's not being done properly so that it stops and the right thing gets done.
I want to walk you back, Bobby, to me being a true Mets fan, and you being, it was so interesting because on that massacre day when we lost Dave Kingman and Tom Seaver, you came over to the Mets, but then you did something exceptional, which is you brought the Mets to the World Series. And I want to ask you, so here you get a guy, Mike Piazza, the first true superstar the Mets have had in years. What goes through your mindset? How do you manage a superstar in relation to other people? Because a lot of people have superstars in business. What's your take on that? How you manage a superstar, what you do with them, how you build them, what freedoms you give them? How does that work out?
Well, once again, superstars come in all different flavors. And to think that there's just one way that you treat somebody who, you know, is the star of your team, and one way you treat someone who's just is a rookie on your team, it's foolish to think that you have to deal with the individual. You have to understand the needs that a superstar has as well as the needs that a rookie has. I remember being a young manager and standing behind a batting cage when Reggie Jackson was a superstar and at the end of his career, and he was having a little trouble hitting at that particular time. And he was upset and frustrated that none of the coaches and the manager on his team weren't trying to help him get out of his slump. And he was saying, well, because I'm Reggie, they don't want to deal with me. They think that I can handle it myself. Well, you know, everyone has needs. And one of the jobs of a leader is to fulfill the needs, to make sure that the needs of a superstar, as well as the needs of those who aren't the best player on the team or highest paid person in the organization, that their needs are also filled. So sometimes it's a personal thing, sometimes it's a physical thing. You know, to help Reggie with his swing is probably all he needed. Somebody else might need to be asked about how their kid's doing in kindergarten. Somebody else might have to get a day off because they're trying to play through a little injury, and you recognize the effort they're given, but understand that it's the injury that's allowing them or not allowing them to perform. So you have to have your eyes and ears open. You have to make sure that all the intel's coming in and that the computer spits out the right information.
Well, you know, at a certain point, you want to wrap up a little bit. And what a great interview this is going to be. And then people listening to it, there's such nuggets in here of I mean, this isn't just generalizations and things. Bobby, you just, as far as I'm concerned, you hit it out of the ballpark and then some.
When you live it, you live it, you know. And as Robert referred to, I mean, I've been as down can be, and I've been as up can be. And, you know, the idea of doing what's right, I think is the driving force in my life. And sometimes you're not right. You think you're right and you're not right. And then the only time that you're right is when you admit that you're wrong. And, you know, Tommy Lasorda used to say, hey, yeah, you know, I was wrong once. You know, that was the time that I thought I was wrong, but I really turned out to be right.
Okay, so here's your final question. Talk about influences, mother, father. What was a situation, a transformative moment you had in your life that helped shape the character of who you are?
Oh, I have no idea. It might have been in sixth grade when the principal called my mother and father in to the office and told them, with me sitting there, that I would never amount to anything because I fought too much. And when my mom and dad decided to get up and walk out of the principal's office and said to me, fight for what you believe in, it's okay. I think that kind of changed, or at least, solidified the direction that I took in my life.
Anyway, this was a fantastic one. You've so much great content.
Well, enjoy it, and I hope you're successful with it.
Thank you, Bobby.
Very much.
You too, Bobby.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here with Raghu Raghuram. How are you, Raghu?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Raghu is the CEO of VMware, which most people know about And really what you've done is you've transformed from it being a cloud environment to a multi-cloud environment. Talk about what your business is.
Absolutely. Actually, the transformation is even larger. We transformed it from being a company that helps customers operate their data centers better to a company that, like you said, helps our customers and the teams operate as a digital company, taking advantage of all of the cloud environments that are out there.
And let's talk about that. Today, almost every interview I have, they say they're a digital company. They're a software company. If it's Land of Lakes, it's no longer a butter company. How is the multi-cloud impacting everyone who's becoming a digital company?
If you think about it, the first phase of digital was when companies put out a mobile application that you and I could use, right? And to project their company presence in a way that you and I can consume it as consumers. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. The vast 99% of the company, the Land of Lakes, name your company, was operating in the old way as a regular physical business, for want of a better term. The initial attempts at being digital and presenting a digital presence to consumers has worked so well. Now these companies are saying, hey, what does it mean for me to be an entirely digital company? Right? If you're a hotel chain, you're saying, look at Airbnb. They're an entirely born the cloud digital company. They're able to do A, B, and C. How can we top that? If you are a retail company, they're looking at these online retail companies and say, how do we top that? If you're a traditional auto company, you're looking at modern auto companies and saying, how do we top that? Because the vast majority of the economy is run by companies that are in the physical world. So the giant story in enterprises today is how do those companies modernize over the next few years and, in fact, into the next decade, keeping the core advantages that they have at the same time while transforming and becoming a modern digital company. And we provide the underpinning that enables them to do that. Because in order to do that, they might decide digital, in other words, like you mentioned, is another way of saying software applications power the company. And these software applications could be running, historically used to run in a customer's data center on top of our software platform. Today they are running on, they started out running on Amazon Web Services, which is the first cloud, but today there are multiple clouds across all of the other companies that are serving that, but also at the edge of their own corporate networks, inside their stores, inside this, at the bottom of cell towers, et cetera, et cetera. So what we say is computing is getting distributed and the customer's applications are getting distributed everywhere. So how do we tie it all together? That's what VMware is in the business of doing, is helping customers run their applications wherever they want to run them. Because companies decide to run them based on the type of application they want to run, the location they want to serve their customers, and the level of control they want over their digital assets. As a result, their world is becoming very complex, and we simplify that world for them. That is where we are going as a company.
And when you talk about simplifying the world for customers, what most CEOs tell me, they want to delight their customers. So you, in a sense, talk about your model with your customers, how you delight them so they can delight their customers.
Yeah, so we have been in business for over 20 years, and today we are the foundation of all of their traditional applications. You've heard of terms like enterprise resource planning applications and supply chain applications and financial applications and trading applications that power their business. Because we've been in business in 20 years and we are at the bottom of that, we are in their data center. For example, we serve hospitals, and hospitals cannot work if our software does not work. Banks cannot do their trading if our software does not work. airlines rely upon our software and so on and so forth, right? So in other words, we are the foundation on which they, and we are the trusted foundation on which they run their applications. As they want to go digital, right, they got to build all these new applications, but they also got to run them. And as you and I know, the world is operates 24/7. You might be traveling in, I don't know, name a country in Africa, and you might want to look up your bank account. And it might be daytime in wherever you are, your bank is, right? But the application has to be running, and it has to be instantaneous. It can never go down. So we are the company that enables all of that to happen. We are the company that enables their innovation so that they can serve their customers better, right? And if you think about a modern Land O'Lakes or any other enterprise company, organization that you can think about, or for the matter, nonprofit, this digital transformation is a pretty complex task for them. It takes time, it takes talent, and there is a shortage of both. In fact, the most severe inhibiting factor to a company wanting to go digital is the availability of talent. So very often I say our value proposition is the three T's: time, talent, and trust. So that's what we do for them.
Let's have an example of what was a challenge one of your customers were facing, what was the action you took, and what was the result?
Yeah, so goes back a couple of years ago, or I'm just going to pick one example. This company was an entirely physical bank, right? They wanted to create a digital bank, if you will. And they had to do it in a very short time so that they can compete against the modern fintech companies. And they used our technology and our platforms to enable their developers to build these new applications really fast to present their digital presence, right? And they had to deploy this and manage these applications, and we do that. Let me give you another example from the pandemic. One famous hospital, obviously overnight, all of us started working from home, and their doctors had to work from home. How do you provide the infrastructure so that the doctors can continue to be productive, look at x-rays of their patients, and offer medical advice to their patients overnight from their homes? We are the software that enabled all of this to happen, right? We are the foundational software. Those are just a couple of examples.
And how about VMware? What's a challenge that you faced, and how did you overcome that? And I know that you've only been CEO for 6 years, but basically you've been with the company 18 years, and you've been transforming the entire culture of 36,000 people.
Yeah, so just a small correction. I've been a CEO for 6 months.
Did I say 6 months?
No, you said 6 years.
Oh, my goodness. I meant 6 months.
No worries.
6 years, we'll be interviewing you again.
Exactly. I was just going to say thank you for promoting me from going back in time 6 years ago. But we are no strangers to the same kind of transformation, right? We are undergoing the transformation ourselves. So we went from a company that was supplying software that ran in our customers' data centers and powered their servers today to a company that supplies, that enables companies to build and transform their digital applications wherever they want to run it, right? It's a completely different, in many ways it is the same, but it's at the same time, it's a completely different purpose. And in doing so, we are transforming our business model as well. So we used to be this licensed software company. Now we are a subscription company. So it's these kind of transformations that VMware is undergoing that I'm helping shepherd through.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO show, and we are talking about the cloud, and we're talking about what is becoming the multi-cloud. Can you just give a one-sentence definition of what multi-cloud means to everyone?
Yeah, so what it means for enterprises especially is the ability to build and operate their digital enterprise using the clouds of their choice, and the development tools of their choice and operating it in a way that keeps them in control while providing them with a choice.
What is your website if someone is interested?
It is VMware.com.
There you go, VMware.com. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Raghu about what his strategy is with VMware. Then we're going to talk about what the challenges that CEOs are facing. Back in a few.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with VMware, and we're talking about the future of the multi-cloud and how all companies are becoming digital. So you speak with CEOs, I know, on a regular basis. What is the biggest challenges that they are facing?
Yeah, so I would say the big macro challenge, first and foremost, the defining challenge of our time is, of course, the pandemic and learning to navigate their business through the ups and downs of the pandemic is a pretty important undertaking for all CEOs that I speak to, because it changes the very nature of work, not to speak of all of the other associated factors associated with that. The second is all of them are on the secular shift to become this more, transform their business models to become more digital and more modern in a fundamental way, right? And that could vary from industry to industry, but it is all the common thread is this transformation. So you've got traditional auto companies trying to become modern auto companies with cars powered by electricity and cars that drive themselves through the magic of software, for example, right? Or you've got traditional retail companies that are trying to take advantage of what modern retail experiences that they can deliver, taking advantage of not only the cloud, but also the ability to put robots and drones on the field, the ability to build cashierless stores which can recognize you and I as consumers, right? Or we are talking to manufacturing companies that are totally rethinking their supply chain in the light of the economic changes that has been underway, right? So it is a giant transformation that's underway, and software is at the root of all of this, right? The ability to innovate in software, not only on the experience that they deliver to their consumers, but also how they transform their business processes, how they enable their workers and employees to be highly productive wherever they are working from. So I would say that is a fundamental transformation.
Okay, I want to ask about your whole culture there, because it seems to be a real culture of innovation. You've been involved with the culture for, I believe, about 18 years. Tell me about the culture at VMware.
Yeah, I mean, this is when we talk to employees about why they stay at VMware and what is the best thing they like about VMware, it invariably the conversation is about the culture. And culture is, of course, rooted in values, right? We have a value system that we call EPIC 2. It's an acronym. E stands for execution, P stands for passion, I stands for integrity, C is for customers, and the other C is for community. So the culture is built around that. I often say culture, I mean, there are people define culture in various different ways. I think of culture as what do you do when nobody is telling you what to do, or nobody is looking over your shoulder telling you what to do, right? And the culture at VMware is rooted in those some of those attributes. We are very, very focused on customers, number one. The company was founded by five researchers from Stanford, so innovation is at the very core of what we do. I often say VMware has a why culture, W-H-Y. In other words, this is not one where I can go to my employees and say, hey, you shall do this because I told you to do this, or you shall do this about because it's a top-down mandate. VMware works when employees understand what the problem they're trying to solve is, and then they can come up with their own answers to the problem, right? So it's a culture of innovation, and it's a culture of collaboration. Like I said, the roots of the company are academic, and in an academic setting, right, it's not about having the right answer, it's about coming up with the right answer, right? So there's a lot of debate and deliberation about how do we do this better and how do we do this in a fundamentally new way or solve a problem in a fundamentally new way. And then the last thing I would say about the culture is the community, right? And we all recognize, and one of the reasons people join VMware is the feeling that this company cares about the larger purpose, right? It's not just about building great products. It's not just about building servers, servicing customers. It's about our place in the larger community. Sustainability is very critical to us. Trust and equity is very critical to us. And as part of that, diversity and inclusion is very critical to us. So these are some of the things that people value in this company that we do a lot of work, take a lot of care to nurture and make it part of what we do.
I commend you on having a great culture that's focused on a culture of innovation and also on being client-centric. So so final question on this radio interview is about the future. What's next?
Yeah, I mean, it's a truly exciting time to be in the industry that we are in, because it used to be that technology was just the domain of the IT department, right, a select set of people. Whereas across every company, like your opening example, now the CEO thinks of themselves as operating a company powered by software, a technology company in many ways, right? So in that world, we are, I would say, at the start of the next phase of distributed computing and cloud, where computing is going to be pervasive, given the falling cost of computing asymptotically reaching zero in many cases, right, heading towards zero. You're able to put processors literally everywhere, right, at the edge of in your house, for example, at the edge of a corporate network, in a car, in a truck, even on our bodies, right? So when computing is everywhere, how do you use all of the computing power to build new software applications that run everywhere, can sense the physical world, can interact with the physical world, at the same time can use the power of the cloud to take all of that data and reason over it with the machine learning and so on and so forth, right? All of this creates a whole new set of mechanisms for businesses to operate towards a larger purpose than they have ever had before. So in other words, the power of what we can provide to businesses by way of technologies has never been greater. And of course, with that comes responsibility, with that comes the need to secure it, with that comes a lot of other things. But that is why this is so exciting, which is we are starting a whole new world of innovation, which is this world of distributed computing that we call multi-cloud. And VMware's role is central to this because we can be the layer of software that lives everywhere and makes all of this happen, and makes all of this happen reliably in an innovative fashion. So that's really what we are hoping to do.
It's an exciting vision and a pleasure, Raghu, having you on the CEO show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.